What's your discovery service? In other words, how do you find out about new music? This is getting to be an important question and a big problem for music sellers. Record companies and radio are no longer the ones to tell you about new artists. So who brings unfamiliar sounds to your attention? As you can imagine, there are a lot of commercial interests who really want to be your music discovery service. Curators who turn you on to a new band can make money, both by selling the music to you and by selling your buying history to others. The streaming services all have algorithms that suggest music based on your listening habits. The word suggest here means advertising. Lots of money has changed hands to get certain music on the lists that Spotify, YouTube, and Amazon are always presenting to you. But music shouldn't be clickbait, and the most innovative artists likely don't have the corporate backing to get pushed in front of your eyeballs. There are some good online resources like blogs and podcasts, but I think the best way to discover music is through the people around you. Much of the meaning of music comes from how it fits within your social circle. Nothing can replace the recommendation of someone you like to hang out with. You're having a casual conversation, maybe sharing a car ride or a meal, and your friend whips out their phone to play you a track you've never heard before. Your heads bob in unison, there are smiles of appreciation. That's the true joy of discovery. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley.
And welcome to Musical Space. I'm Fletcher Powell here with Mark Foley. Hey, Mark.
Glad to be here. Thanks.
And I'm excited about this because, honestly, my discovery service is often your podcast. So I'm really excited to see where you get your music and what your discovery service is. And you've got a lot of stuff here from places that I just never go. And I think that's pretty fascinating to see everything that's out there.
Right, yeah. I guarantee I've never heard any of these artists before, so I really had to dig deep for this one. I really got to some really fun places.
Cool, let's do it. We've been listening to is someone named Syl Johnson.
Yeah, kind of coming out of the 1970s kind of blaxploitation sound, the R&B sound that was going on back then. Syl, I think, is short for Sylvester. But yeah, he's really prolific, lots of albums. Never heard of him before, and it's really cool. This is from a 1970 album called Is It Because I'm Black?
There's always a baby crying that lives across the hall. Last night they had a fire on the 15th floor, The whole family died, cause they didn't have no back door. Here, it's just a bad situation.
And you found this and a number of these other artists through a Reddit community. I don't even know what you call a Reddit community.
It's called a subreddit.
Yeah, through a subreddit. Right. I did know that.
Young people know about this.
Yeah.
I'm a dad, so I hear about these things.
But it's a subreddit, yes, called If You Like Blank. And I like how they set it up. Tell us how this works.
Yeah, so you go to reddit.com/r/ifyoulikeblank. And then you'll see all these postings. People will say, and this is all abbreviated, so it's kind of arcane. I-I-L blank W-E-W-I-L. That stands for...
Oh, let me see if I can guess.
Okay.
If I like something, what else will I like?
Perfect.
Ah!
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Uh-huh. So all your queries are answered right here. So I just... had a couple bands in mind that I wanted to see. Well, what else? You know, I like these so much. What else would I like? So I was thinking about Etta James. I just love her voice.
Yeah, sure.
There's a lot of really cool things. So I did I-I-L, Etta James, W-E-W-I-L. Came up with a lot of cool things, like the Syl Johnson. That's how I got to that one. And then here's another really amazing find. Robert Bradley. He has a band, Robert Bradley's Blackwater Surprise. This is a tune called Once Upon a Time. from the Blackwater Surprise album of 1996. He grew up in the South, learned to sing at the Alabama School for the Blind, and moved to Detroit and got discovered by a bunch of kind of hipster, you know, white kids that were in a band. They heard him singing with his guitar, and they're like, we need to record this. And he's got a lot of stuff out. It's really beautiful. Check it out.
There was a war, baby, somewhere across the sea.
If you like Deerhoof, what else will you like? First of all, tell us a little bit about what Deerhoof does.
Yeah, this is awesome because not only do I get to recommend new bands, but I get to recommend other bands.
Yeah.
So it's a twofer. Yeah, Deerhoof is one of my favorite kind of indie rock bands. They play around with really strange, I don't know, mixed meter things, really obscure beats. They just really mix it up well. The lyrics are just nothing but non sequiturs. They've got lots of hipster appeal. My son heard them warming up for Flaming Lips a couple years ago.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So they're a big deal. So, yeah, listen to Deerhoof. And then when you're done with Deerhoof, I went to Reddit, and they sent me to this band called Melt Banana.
I can hardly wait.
This is a tune called Shield for Your Eyes, A Beast in the Well on Your Hand.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
It's from their Cellscape album from 2003. And these guys have a long history. They're a part of the Japanese noise rock thing, which goes back a ways. Yeah.
So that actually explains a little bit about the names. Uh-huh,
right. Yeah. Uh-huh. So I hope you enjoy it.
All right, next up, if I like Punch Brothers, what else will I like?
Yeah, Punch Brothers have been running through my brain a lot lately. Mm-hmm. Reddit took me to Half Moon Run, this really amazing indie band. I think they kind of self-produce a lot of their stuff. Just lush, amazing sounds, semi-acoustic, semi-electronic. This is from a 2013 album, Dark Eyes. It's called Call Me in the Afternoon. Check out the video. I usually don't like watching videos so much because, you know, they're advertisements more than anything. But this is truly great cinema. So yeah, run to your computer.
You can have it when you come by. You can have yourself a one-man way. And I saw you and it caught your eye. And it's such a petty price to pay. Call me in the afternoon, even by one, by one. Call me in the afternoon, even by one, by one.
Turns out lots of great recommendations from Reddit. You could probably go down that Reddit hole for quite a while. But there are other places. You mentioned a place called musicmap.com.
Yeah, this is a small company that came up with an algorithm that sort of looks at music and sees what makes them relate. Then if you go to this place, music-map.com, and type in anything that you like to hear, it'll send you a kind of a cloud display of names of artists that are like this band that you like. So I went nuts, and I wanted to get into some old classical music. So I wanted to do some Renaissance music. I typed in the name of my favorite Renaissance composer, Josquin du Pré. Listen to him, by the way. And they completely messed up. And I don't know what they were thinking. Maybe there's another band that uses the word Josquin or something. Anyway, they sent me to this crazy electronic band called Empty Set. This is from 2009, the Empty Set album. This is called Completely Gone. And so I went down this rabbit hole and found out about this amazing band. It's a duo. They do all electronic stuff, and they use really crazy semi-classical academic algorithmic composition techniques, but it's got a beat to it too, so it's kind of straddling both worlds there.
We'll be right back.
And then your next query to musicmap.com, jazz pianist who's just mind-blowing, Vijay Iyer.
Yeah, one of my favorite pianists right now. He's amazing. Listen to a bunch of Vijay Iyer. That's I-Y-E-R. And then when you're done with that, check out Steve Lehman, L-E-H-M-A-N. Came out with an album in 2012 called Dialect Fluorescent. This is a tune called Pure Imagination. Yes, it's the tune from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. But I wanted to send you out with some jazz, so here you go.
Very cool. Well, possibly this is a great reason for me to finally get on Reddit, but definitely there's a whole lot of different places you can find music here, and we could spend a whole lot of time on this. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks so much. I'm glad to be here.
For KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell.